It's time for Making and Eggs. Good morning. I'm Leah Fleming and Charles Richardson, editorial page editor, back in studio.
Good morning.
Good morning at the Telegraph, I should say. All right. Hot topic number one and two, really, the elections.
And three.
The list goes on. These elections are finally coming up May 24th on Tuesday in Middle Georgia. There are several local contests that are happening. We've got everything from the tax commissioner, school board in Macon. We've got sheriff. We've got mayor.
Not much in the mayor. There is a write-in candidate, by the way.
Right. Do you see any major upsets? Over at the Telegraph have been interviewing all of these candidates. What comes to mind for you?
Well, I don't see any major upsets, but everything is going, as all elections, is going to depend on turnout. If the turnout is heavy, then the apple cart could be turned over. Mm-hmm. People say, does C. Jack Ellis have a chance to win? Yes, he does. Mm-hmm. And anybody that's on the ballot has a chance to win. Of course, there is going to be confusion. No matter how many times you say, there are three ballot possibilities. There's the Democratic primary, there's the nonpartisan ballot, and there's the Republican ballot. If you choose the Republican ballot or the nonpartisan ballot, the races for sheriff and tax commissioner will not be on it, because those are in the Democratic primary. There are going to be voters that are going to ask for those two ballots, nonpartisan and Republican, that when they get in the voting booth and start voting, they're going to say, where are those races? It will be too late then.
Oh, you can't come out and
you can't
say,
come out after you have started voting and ask for another ballot. It's too late. Mm-hmm. So that's why voters have to keep their ears open. Mm-hmm. They will tell you when you are signing up, which ballot do you want? Be sure that this is the ballot you want. Now, when you go stick your little card in the machine, it will say up at the top right left-hand corner what ballot that is. It'll say Democrat, it'll say Republican, or nonpartisan. If you see nonpartisan or see Republican, you will not be voting for sheriff and you will not be voting for tax commissioner.
Know which ballot.
Know which ballot that you are getting, because those races are in the Democratic primary. Nothing has changed. Nobody's trying to floozle you. Nothing has changed. It is a primary in the Democratic Party.
And then that leads into hot topic number two about Godfrey II. You have to explain this for those who haven't kept up on it, but it is an actual precinct that has had some changes. It's been moved, and it's been controversial.
Well, Godfrey II is normally located at Memorial Gym. Memorial Gym is right near Eisenhower, right off 2nd Street. Mm-hmm. It's under renovation. So they initially moved that precinct over to the sheriff's substation about two blocks away. The NAACP got all their pants in a wad about that, saying that people will be intimidated by being in the sheriff's precinct. Why, I really don't know. So they moved it again across the street to a center that's owned by Macedonia Baptist Church, Macedonia Bible Church. So now everybody's supposedly happy. They got 400 signatures. Now here's the key. In the last midterm election in 2014, only 193 people voted in that precinct. There are 1,411 registered voters in that precinct. Only 193 people voted. So they got 400 people to sign a petition. What I want to see come Tuesday is how many of those 400 people will come out and vote. And even then, if 400 people do vote, that still leaves 1,000 people that are registered in that precinct that haven't voted. Now, is it the precinct that's the problem? I don't think so. No. So what I surmised in an editorial last week, in a column last week, was that I think the NAACP would be better served by doing some voter outreach efforts in that precinct to get the other 1,400 people out to vote.
No matter where it is.
Mm-hmm. No matter where.
Yeah.
Than worried about whether a precinct is being moved to a sheriff's substation or not. Here we go.
Here we go. It's on.
It's on. Or it's off.
It's off, right? And we should say that folks really should learn about the candidates, especially the ones representing the school districts in their districts. And they can go to Macon.com, where you have been steadily interviewing all of the candidates.
Yes, we have.
All right. That does it for us for this week. We will be back again next week. Go to Macon.com and also gpbnews.org to see, or actually to hear. We're on video next week, but just to hear us this week. And we'll be back soon.